Okay, today's shiur is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Vav, the second to last daf here in Perakir Balazza Demila, and we will discuss the topic of Mechusar Zman. Mechusar Zman, a carbon or an animal of chulin that is too early to partake of, too early to shecht, etc. So the Gemara says here on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Vav, Amen Aleph, that if an animal falls off the roof or gets, or a lion eats a dibri, I call chayu. You could assume that the animal was a live animal and a viable animal, and it just was an external circumstance that caused it to die. So the Gemara says, "Born minda for a papa, Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, Ikla lebei Brei Drev Idi Bar Avin." These two great rabbis visited the son of Rabbi Idi Bar Avin, Va'avin Luhigatilta, Biyamama de Shiva, and they made the host made for the guests in Iglatilta, which is a delicious animal described in a couple of different Gemaras. What does tilta mean? The third from the mother, or a third cooked. Either way, it was a delicious animal on the seventh day after it was born. V'yam relay, meaning they didn't wait 8 days, which the Pasuk says in Emor is the limit for Karbanos, right? Miyom Hashmini Vahala Yeratzeh. V'yamrilein, they said, is Yisrachusu Le'adorta, if you would have waited till tonight, the night of the 8th, Havyach Linimineh, we would have eaten from this. Hashtoch Linimineh, but now you didn't wait, so therefore, we're not eating from this. And Shechita is similar to Nafam and Agag, and therefore, that's the Gemara's Kasha. How could you say that Nafam and Agag, you assume is Chai? Here, these Amorim did not assume that it was alive. So Rashi tells here also, Rashi says makes an important comment. Havyach Linimineh, we would have eaten from it that night. What do you mean, that night? What do you mean? Was that a full 24, full 7 24-hour periods? Mixas hayom kekulo. Rashi says, part of a day is considered a whole day. Kidechsiv, v'haya shivas yamim tachas imo. 7 days it should be with its mother. Halayla chazi. But right after the 7 days, the night of the 8th, it's already roi. It's already chai. Umiyu miyom hashmini hu diye ratze. The problem is, though, that you can't bring it as a carbon until day 8. De'orta la basak ravahi. Because nighttime is not the time of hakrav. You can't give a carbon at night. And therefore, that's why you're stuck the night of the eighth. Leil Ches is already you're able to bring it as a carbon theoretically, but it's not the time of karbanos. Kidasib yom savos ala hakriv av mechal nefel nafgile, but it already is no longer a nefel. V'chazi la akdushe, and it's already roi to be makdushe. You just can't be makrivik. Kidamrina b'svachim, like it says in Zvachim daf yud beis, laila likdusha yom lahartza. You can already be makdush a quote unquote mechusar zman the night of the 8th, you just can't be makrevin until the next day. Hilkach, and therefore, here we're not talking about karbanos, we're talking about chulin, and therefore, lini chulin, chazi meyorta lemishchate umechal. For chulin, already leil ches, you could assume that it's no longer a nefel, and it's not a trefa, and therefore you could shecht it, and you could eat it. That is Shitas Rashi that we have here. A similar parallel idea could be asked by Bris Mila. Again, this is not our topic now, but just to mention it, that the Meshech Chachma points out that when Avram Avinu was commanded to perform Bris Mila, that's when the Pasuk says, Vayipol Avram Alpanav, in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Gimel, in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Avram got the command of doing Bris Mila, then all of a sudden he falls on his face. The question is, why did he fall on his face? Rashi quotes, Mimora Hashchina, from the awe of the Shechina, She'ad Shalom Mo, Lo Hayeba Koach Lamod, Baruch HaKodesh, Nisevas Alav. Before the Mila, he didn't have the Koach. To stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why he said Vayipol Alpanav. The question is, he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before this, and he wasn't Vayipol Alpanav. So he didn't have that Mora. So why Dafka all of a sudden here? So explains the Meshech Chachma, based on the Rishalmi and others, the Shem Mila only comes once there's a Tzivui of Shem Arel only comes once there's a Tzivui of Mila. Before HaKadosh Avram Avinu had the Tzivui of Bris Mila, he wasn't an Arel, and he wasn't Ma'us LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he wasn't Vayipol Avram Alpanav. But once now he had the Tzivui of Mila, then all of a sudden Shem Arel kicks in, and that's why Vayipol Avram Alpanav. L'kalachain, says the Meshech Chachma, Kodem Shuzkar Tzivui Hashem Lamul Eitzel Shum Nivra Lo Haysa Ma'usa Ha'arla Vaya Omeid V'Shechina Omeid Alav Aval Mekivan She'amar Lo Hayei Tamim Ve'etna Brisi V'chulu Nitztave Limol Shuv Ha've'arla Uma'akva Uma'usa Ha'arlo Mishem Hachi Vayipol Alpanav V'zeh Nachon. That is a beautiful thought of the Meshech Chachma V'dok. right? This is similar to only when there's a tzivoy. Maybe it reminds us of the Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Rishonim in the beginning of Parak Ha'arel. Rabbeinu Tam has a sheet against other Rishonim that meisu echav machmas mila, and he can't get a bris mila because it's a sakana. He's not an Arel, says Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because he's Anus, and Anus removes the Tzivui. And if there's no Tzivui of Mila, there's no Shem Arel. Other Rishonim say there is a Tzivui, but it's unfulfilled, and therefore you're an Arel, but you don't have a choice. Rabbeinu Tam says he's not even an Arel for certain halachas. What does that have to do with us? The question is, when does the status of Arelus apply? The Gemara in Yevamos has a question about whether one is allowed to smear Truma oil on a baby boy before he gets a Bris Mila. So the Gemara ends up saying that you can before day 8. The Yerushalmi wonders, what about, why? Because he's not an Arel yet. There's no Sivui of Mila yet. What about Lel Ches? The Yerushalmi asks. What about the night of the Bris Mila? What's the issue? Then you might already have a Tzivui of Arel, even though you can't fulfill it till the next day, because Mila only can be done by day. So that's a similar idea here. Is there a Tzivui of Mila yet or not? So here, is there a mitzvah of Karbanos? Is the status of Nafel removed even the night of the 8th? You just can't bring it as a Karban until the next day? Or no, it's still a problem even the night of. So Rashi says, Beferish here, that it is not a Nafel anymore. You just can't bring it as a Karban. But for Chulin, it wouldn't be a problem. This is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Yeredeia, in Simin Tesvav, if you know an animal is kolo chadashav, it is complete and healthy, so then you could eat even before day 8. But if you don't know, so then you have to wait. Behema sheyalda im yadush kolo chadashav dahenu tes chadashim lagasa. Vehei dadaka mutter miyad biyom shenolad, right, the day of the birth. Velo chayshina shem nisrasku, evarav michev li'aleda. Vim ein yadush kolo chadashav, if you're not sure, asrim shim safek nefel adchilas lel shmini. Right, you're not allowed to eat it until the beginning of the night of the 8th, like our Gemara says, Atchilas Leil Shmini. And even though the Taz says, V'yavagat gabi karbon k'siv yom ha-shmini v'hala, shiny karbon, dein roi l'hakri v'layla, to call karbon uba yom dafka, good, pischei tshuva, kotzim ha-chlokas achronim, do you go be'eis la'eis? Do you need 7 yamim me'eis la'eis, or do you go by right when you get to day 8, at the beginning of day 8, it is good enough, even if it is not me'eis la'eis. Okay, this is all step 1. If you look in the Gilyon Hashas here, the Gilyon Hashas on the Rashi says, look in Tosfos and Zvachem Adaf Yud Beis, Vitzarech Iyun. Vitzarech Iyun. What's Vitzarech Iyun? Tosfos there asks, why, according to Rashi, do you need a separate pasuk of Biyom Hashmini Vahala, Yeratzeh? And that's why you have to wait till day 8. No, once you know that Shivas Yamim Tachas Imo, then you know that the you have to wait till the next day. Because all karbanos cannot be brought at night. So Tosfos asks in Zvachem, Adaf Yud Beis Aman Aleph Tema. And the Pasuk is used for a separate, like Rashi quotes, Yom Lahartza'a and Laila Lahakrava. Laila Lahakdasha, Lekdusha, Yom Lahartza'a. What do you need a separate Pasuk for? Asks Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't ask on Rashi. That's significant. But Tema, Tepaglay, Mibiyom Savoso, Valam Lidhsi, Biyom Ashmini. What do you need the Biyom Ashmini to say you can't do it the night of the 8th? But you should be from general. You can't do any Hakrava the night of the at night. Yesh Lomar, so it says Tosfos is an afkamina. Whether the night of the 8th is Asr only because it's nighttime or because it's Mechusar Zman until day 8. So Tosfos quotes two nafkaminas. De'i loksiv elo v'haya shivas yamim tachas imo. If Mechusar's mom was over after 7 days, and the night of the 8th was only a problem because of night, hava amina im shachat balaylim elo lo yerdu. I would have said, okay, nighttime is a problem, but it's not a problem so intensely that it would affect even the halacha of im elo lo yerdu. If you brought it up in the mizbeach, does it stay there? If you bring a pasul carbon up, sometimes it comes down, sometimes it doesn't come down. So, says Tosfos, if it was only a problem of night, then we would say if it went up, imalu lo yerdu, it would stay there. But hashta kamashpulam. But now that we've said it's mechusar zman, that it never had a shasa kosher at all, to have a mechusar zman v'teired to aim psula bakodesh, it would be called right aim psula bakodesh. The psul would be even beforehand. It never, it wasn't ro'ui, and then it got a problem. And therefore imalu yerdu because it's mechusar zman. One nafkamina or another nafkamina. He says, if you hold, machlokas, if you hold that there's no problem of bringing karbanas at night on a bama, then here too. If the problem is only night, then you could bring it then bring a carbon on a bama even lel ches. If you say it's mechuser zman, then you have to wait even for the next day by a bama. Hashus mechuser zman shaka laila achar shvi pasal apa bama. So those are the two nafkaminas that are brought by Tosfos there. But again, that Tosfos emphasizes what do you need the extra pasuk for to teach me that it's really mechuser zman. It's not just a problem of laila. This is against Rashi. Rashi Pashas here says that no. That night, Leil Ches, it's no longer Mechuser Zman. And that's why it's not no longer an Eifel. And that's why for Chulin, it's not a problem. For Chulin, they could partake of it right then, as Rashi says here. And that's what the Gemara is Meduyak, that they said. If it would have been that night, then it would have been enough for us to partake of it and eat it. The Mitzvah HaMelech, the Rav Simon says, maybe there are two Dinim in Kachim. There's A, there's Chash Nefel. And B, there is a din of Yom Ches. We'll get more about this soon. But again, he discusses this in Mitzvah Samach on the Mechuser Zman B'Karbanos. He discusses maybe there's two dinim of Mechuser Zman. One, a more practical din of, is it an Eifel or not? And number two, even if you know it's not an Eifel, you have to wait. The Shnei Dini Mechuser Zman Nemru B'Kachem. Chada din Mechuser Zman Shu Mechshash Nefel. K'mavur B'Sugi the Shabbos, Ar Gemara. V'din Zeh Af L'Chulin U'Nemar. V'od din Mechuser Zman Anomar Rak B'Kachem. V'Yalfina L'Bizvachim Daf Yud Beis. The Rebbe Avturiki, the Gemara that we just said, that Laila Haketa Laila Dusha V'Yom Laharza Diav Tachshash Neifel Paka Balal Shmini. On the night of the eighth, it's already not longer an Eifel. V'Harayid Be'Mas Chulin Motulachlum Yad Balayid Likidid Be'Mas Chulin Mikal Makom LaHakariva Wasurad Yom Shmini Mikra. It's based on that pasuk. So that really gets us back into the question that Tosfos asks on Lechora, the Shita of Rashi, because Rashi seems to say that the night of, it's no longer Mechuser Zman. But 1 second, so what do you need an extra pasuk for? What do you need an extra pasuk for? That's the question. The Minchas Chinuch leaves Rashi B'Tzarachian and Reish Sadeh Gimel Sif Gimel and the Guyan Ashasir leaves Rashi B'Tzarachian. He just quotes Tosfos and says, B'Tzarachian. If you look in the Achronim, the Sfas Emes, in Zvachim, there on Daf Yud Bey says that maybe there's no Machlokas here. Maybe there's no machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. He doesn't note this, but I'll add this. Remember, Tosfos doesn't quote Rashi and argue on him. Most often, Tosfos would quote Rashi and then say, V'lo Nehira. This is a very strong kasha on Rashi. If Rashi would really hold like we think he holds, so then Lechora, it should be a problem. Tosfos would ask it. But this Fasema says maybe there's no machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Really, Rashi would agree to Tosfos that it is Mechuser Zman beforehand. So why could you eat the chulin? It's Mechuser Zman because it still cannot be brought as a karpan. It was Mamish Mechuser Zman through day 7. But now, tonight, you still can't bring it as a karpan. So because you still can't bring it as a karpan, it's, so to speak, Choser V'Neir, the Isser comes back, and therefore, for Kadshim, it's Mechuser Zman, even though for Chulin, it is not Mechuser Zman. The Yesh L'Tamua says the Sfas Emes, It is Mechuser Zman. And if it's Allah Teirid, it would come down, like Tosfos says. What does Rashi mean here? To keep him, the Roy like Yishuv Balayla, since you can be Makdish at night, Imkein Nafak Michal Nefel, Vayaroy Gamkein Lahakriv. Really, theoretically, on some conceptual level, right, Chulin, you could eat it, and you could be Makrivid, theoretically, Kivan to cause of a support says Beyom Savoso im Kenadin Logias Managrava Bivlaze, Choshev Shuv Mechuzerzman Legabe. So it goes back to be considered a Mechuzerzman for Kachim, Kivan to Mishasha Nolad Logias Managrava Yom Shmini. Lamaisa, you cannot bring it until Yom Shmini, and therefore it goes back to be Mechuzerzman. Hagam du mitam the Laila loves Man Hakrava, even though it's because Laila, first it was because it was too early, and then now it's only because of night, but Lamaisa, so, Choshev Shuv Mechuzerzman. But again, the Achronim point out, after the Sfas Emes, according to the Sfas Emes, Im Allah, he says, Beferish Yerid, according to the Rashi, would be Mechuser Zman, but let's say for Bama. For Bama, the Sfas Emes would have to say it's a Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. If you say there's no problem of Laila on a Bama, so then this is not Mechuser Zman on a Bama. He would be able to bring it on a Bama because, how does Sfas Emes explain Rashi? Because he can't bring it yet, that's why it's Mechuser Zman, and you have that added problem, not just Laila. But if you say Laila's not a problem, so then it's not Mechuser Zman, and therefore you'll be able to bring it on a Bama. Right? That's the Sfas Emes. The Karen Ora also has a similar idea. And the Stipler. Stipler is a similar but a little different. The Stipler says no. Rashi is just explaining the Gzeiros HaKasev. This is in Akilas Yaakov and Zvachim in Simen Tes. Vahanira, the Tzorach Lomar. The Gam Rashi Moda de Balal Shmini Upsola Hakrava Milvad Psolaila. Mikra de Yom Hashmini Ye Ratze Sheitzri Chaso Torah Davka Yom Shel Shmini. I am Ashkas of Rashi that a Davka Yom Shmini Ye Ratze Mishum to Ur Talabas Hakravahi Ratzalomer de Zeu Taima de Kra. If that's the reason for the pasuk, because it's Lila, so it's still mechuzer zman. To me'acher to be'emes yotze mechlach shash nefel belal shmini. He says it's no longer an nefel. Lama dachaso Torah liyom shmini. Why did the Torah push it off? V'yahop yirish Rashi to me'acher to be'lila belavach yidlav zman akravahi. Because at night time is anyways not zman akravah mishum hachi kishabah hakasav l'gvalo zman kapal zman aray l'akravah. The Torah says this is the time that you can be makar v'etayin liyom shmini. Aval baser shakavaso Torah lizman biyom shmini. But once the Torah says that, then Lila is considered Mechuser Zman. It's Mechuser Zman. According to this, it's maybe right against that, what we just said from the Sfas Emes, who would be Mechalik and Tosas and Afkaminas. According to the Stipler, Pashas Rashi would say even Bama would be a problem, because it's Mechuser Zman. Really, it's not just Lila, it is Mechuser Zman. Okay, just maybe a couple of other different hashkafa relating to this mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses in Kuf Tzadi Gimel this mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that say to bring an animal after, you know, it's roi from day 8 and not to bring it mechuser zman. So the Sefer HaChinuch says mitzvah Reish Tzadi Gimel, mitzvah 293, sheyeh kol karban shenakriv min habehema mi ben shmonas yamim v'mala. Every animal that we bring should be at least 8 days old. V'lo pachos bizeh. V'zosi mitzvahs mechuser zman begufo. That's mechuser zman begufo. V'amikra hamasirena mazeh. The pasuk that refers to this. Sharo chesav eis ki v'aleid v'yashivas yirin tachas imo miyam mashpini v'hala yeh ratzeh. V'divrei haTorah no tree cone heim. And the words of the Torah are no tree cone. U'mora hakasev shekoda cheim lo yeh ratzeh karban. But from day 8 is yeh ratzeh. Before day 8 is lo yeh ratzeh. V'zeh v'chayotzei bo yikru zecharim lavracha lava ba mechal asei asei. L'ficha chein lochon alav. You don't get malchus for this because it's based on an asei in the words of the Torah. Fine. Hanach mechuser zman shakasav nitzko la'asei. And then he quotes Bishar Shia Mitzvah. What's the shorest behind this mitzvah? Why do you have to wait? By shekdam lubinyan ha'karban al tzad ha'pshat. What he says, by many karbanos and by many mitzvahs. Ki b'koach ha'peula yis'orer ha'adam lachshir ma'aseyu. Through actions, we are awakened. We are awakened. Right, acharei pulos nimshachos alavavos. Lachein itzava lasos pulas advarim shabayan echshar amaisa shlema b'chol kocho. Should do an action that will really affect you. Mishlemus hakarbon sheyia mi ben shmonas yamin v'hala. And it's more the perfection of the karbon from day 8. Ki kodem lachein eino ra'uy l'chol davar. Beforehand it's very small and very weak. V'lo yachmot ish oso la'achla v'lizchor v'deshor. You don't think of it so great. You don't think of this as such an amazing karbon. Therefore, giving it is not going to affect you as much. When you give something and it affects you, when you realize you're giving more, when you're giving something amazing, that will affect you more. That's like the Rambam, the end of in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, both at the beginning of Yisurim Mizbeach and at the end of Yisurim Mizbeach. The Rambam says in Yisurim Mizbeach, in Perek Beis of Yisurim Mizbeach, that we have to make sure not to give a treifa as a karban, hakriveyon olaf hachasecha, based on the pasuk in Shreyasar. But the Rambam, I'll read you the one at the end of Yisurim Mizbeach. Umeachar, talking about karban mincha. You should know what's the best type of flour to bring, what's the best type of oil, what's the worst. Shaharod sel zakos atzmo. Whoever wants to gain merit, Yakuf Yitzro Hara, the Yarchiv Yado, the Yavi Karbano Mena Yafeh HaMeshubach B'Yoser, Sheba Oso Amin Sheyavi Mimenu. Should bring the best. You should bring the best, says the Rambam. Hari Nomar Batorah, where do you know that from? Hevel. The Hevel Hevi Gamhu Mibchorot Sono Umechel Vehen, Vayisha Hashem, Al Hevel Menchaso. Hashem turned to the one you bring the best from. Vehu Adin Lechol Davar Shul Lashem Akel HaTov, Sheyemen Hanoe HaTov. Should always give the best to Hashem. In bana based tfila, ye noem ibeis yeshivaso. Should be nicer than your house. Heechel raiv, yachil menatov. If you give somebody who's hungry food, give him the best. Va matok shabishulchano. Kisa arum, yechasa menayafe shabixuso. Hikdish davar, yakdish menayafe shabinachasov. Right, if you're makdish, give something good. Vechenu omer kol chelev lashem. Right, that is the Rambam, the end of Yisurim Mizbeach, similar to this chinuch. Similar to the chinuch, you should give something that really affects you. Interestingly, Shibali Alek had a second idea, why day 8? So the chinuch says to wait so it could be shalim. Shibali Alek says, so it at least had one Shabbos. It at least experienced one Shabbos. The Shibali Alek says this when he talks about Musaf in Os Pebeis. Os Pebeis. He says, Ratzisa Karbonoseha, we say in Tikanta Shabbos. Tikata Shabbos, you made Shabbos, Ratzisa Karbonoseha, and now Karbonos are Merutze. So he says, Umeyom Hashmini Vahala Ye Ratze. It's a reference to that Pasik. So after you have Shabbos, after you had at least 1 week, so then Ratzisa Karbonoseha. Lachain, Yizdu, Ratzisa Karbonoseha, Balashan Ratzisa, Alshem, Umeyom Hashmini Vahala Ye Ratze. And that is the pasuk. Shelo ratzisa shum karban elam kein avar alav Shabbos v'chinim b'fersh b'psikta d'shar v'chesef v'ayeshev asirim tachazimo. Rabbi Yeshua d'sichnim shumer b'levi omer. The medrash gives the mashal. Mashal amelach shenichras b'medina v'hotzi kruz. A king came into a city and put out an announcement. V'yomer kol adam le'yiro fanai ashir p'nei matrona tchila. Nobody could come see me until they see the queen first. Kach amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael al takrivu l'fanai karban achetaver alav Shabbos. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want a carbon unless it experiences a Shabbos. She'ein zayin below Shabbos, vein mila below Shabbos. That's fascinating. You were taking animals. What difference does an animal have on Shabbos? Animals let do malacha on Shabbos. There's still something. There's something that happens to an animal, that happens to the whole world, when it lives through a Shabbos. That Rabbeinu Bachai says that by bris mila too. Rabbeinu Bachai, in Parshas Lech Lecha, in Yud Zayin Yud Gimel, discusses this by Mila too. Mitzvahs Mili Kinyan Karban. Ukashem Shadam HaKarban Lachapar Alam Mizbeach, Kach Dam HaMila Bachaper. Valkei Mitzvahsab Yom HaShmini, Ki HaKarban Lo Yichshar Ad Yom HaShmini. As we know by a carbon, Ukashem Shakazab a carbon, Vachlo Soma Shakupar Bahem, Achilas Carbon as a Kapara, Kach Yisrael Osin Suda, Biyom HaMila, Vachulu, and comparison to Bris Mila. But again, there are many Mefarshim to talk about also. Bris Mila is only after there had been a Shabbos. The Zayin LaTorah says maybe another idea is about Rachmanis, right? It says, Shivas Yomim Tachas Imo. Imo. Why Dafke Imo? To say that the first 7 days, animals are more connected to each other, and maybe that is a reference to Rachmanis. Shemitam Rachmanis Nesar Mechus Zval Gavoa. Ken Efshar Lomar Gam Bazeh. Shemitam Rachmanis Naguba. Kainu sheish ava yisera bein ha'emu vein vlada v'behema. Kamo ba'adam. El sheba adam inim shechas kol yimei chayei aram v'habanim. Parents have that connection with their children all their lives. So v'behema rak mizban muat. Kol zman shavlad sorech le'imo. Yachar kach ein shum kesher bein ha'para v'ha'egel. Right after the week, there's no more connection between them. But since, says the Azayim Latar, I like that svar, but because we know it's even also to be makdash mechusar zman before day 8, it must be that it's gzeiras hakasav, not just based on Rachmanis. One final point to end with, you have three psukim in a row here by Sharu Chesav O'Ace, and each time, this is quoted from Rav Chaim Zundel, each time the word Laila means something else. The first pasuk says, Sharu Chesav O'Ace ki valei v'yishivas yom tachasimo, right, 7 days, v'yom hashmini mutal osel karban. What about Laila? So Laila somewhere in the middle. You can be makdish, but you can't be makrif. So that pasuk has Laila as zman b'fnei atzmo. Next pasuk, osov es beno lo tzish chatu b'yom echad. Osov es beno, you can't shakl on the same day. And what about the following night? V'hu adinim shakhtu es ha'im b'meshach hayom shkid es avlan muteres b'ayir shal achrab. You're allowed to shakhtu right afterwards. Laila is with the next day. And what about the next pasuk, karban toda? V'yamahu ye'achel osir imenu ad boker. There Laila goes with the previous day. So each one, night means either a separate time or with before or with after. Hareisha b'chol echem and apsukim eila nechshav alayla b'ofan acher l'ficha b'achrein b'siyum ani Hashem. L'mal l'cha kachu achok ein l'cha rishus l'harher acharav. Okay, this is a little discussion of mechusar zman.